Mesechtas Brachos, Perek Hei, Mishnah Aleph. Ein Eimdom L'Espal, El Mitech Kevid Reish. A person should not stand up to daven Shemona Esrei. El Mitech Kevid Reish, only with Kevid Reish, literally means a heavy head. It means he should, a serious state of mind, he should be aware that he's about to step in front of Hashem and request his tefillos. Chasidim Arishayim, the early Chasidim, the early pious, righteous people, Hayushayim Shah Achas, they would wait a full hour to muster up their kavana, umispalim, and only then they would go daven after a full hour of preparation, kedeshi yichavnu aslibam lamakam, in order that they should be able to be mechaven of the proper train of thought and set their hearts towards Hashem in proper kavana. Afilu hamalach shayel b'shleimay layishivenu. Even if a king, a human king, greets you while you're in the middle of Shmona Esrei, layishivenu, you can't respond to him because you're currently davening towards Hashem. V'afilu nachash karach al akiva, even if there's a snake wrapped around his foot, his heel, lo yafsik, he should not interrupt the Shmona Esrei while he's talking to Hashem. And the Rav explains, this is of course assuming that the snake is not a life-threatening. If a person's in sakana, then pikuach nefesh is deichah kol atar gula, and he should, as soon as he sees the snake, he should run away to save his life, but assuming it's not life-threatening, he should not interrupt his Shemona Esrei for anything. Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah discusses certain things that we stick into Shemona Esrei. Masha Baruch Hu Merida Geshem, V'sein Talamata Levracha, and Atachin Antanu that we save for Avdala on Mitzvah Shabbos. So the Mishnah says, where do we put these in? Mishnah Beis. Maskirin Gevuris Kishamim, B'tchias HaMesim, we mention Gevurus Kishamim, the power of rain, which is Masha Baruch Umar Degashem. We mention that B'tchias HaMesim in the second bracha of Shemona Esrei, the bracha by B'tchias HaMesim, because the rain is also like a B'tchias HaMesim, it gives life to the world. V'shayelim HaGishamim B'berchas HaShanim, and we ask for rain. V'sein Talamat L'Vracha in Berchas HaShanim, in the ninth bracha, the bracha of Baruch Aleinu Es Hashanah Azais, and we ask for rain in that bracha. V'havdala b'chenin adas, and we say havdala in the third bracha of chenin adas, which is the first weekday bracha, and that's where we say havdala, separating between Shabbos and the weekday. Rabbi Kiva Aimer, Rabbi Kiva disagrees regarding havdala, and he says Aimer b'bracha revias b'fnei atzmi, you should say a fourth bracha, a separate bracha just for havdala. So in between Atah Kadosh and Atah Chayinin, according to Rabbi Kiva, there should be another bracha inserted on Matzah Shabbos, a bracha of havdala in the Shemona Esrei. Rabbi Eliezer says b'hayda, the havdala should be put b'hayda in the bracha of thanks, which is ma'idim, and we should thank Hashem that we have the ability to separate b'en kadosh l'chol, between holy and mundane. It's something we should thank Hashem for, and so that should be put in Maidim.